This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Logan Green, CEO of Groundworks. Welcome, Logan.
Thanks for having me.
Logan, Groundworks is a 501c3 nonprofit, youth-driven community art space in Tucson. Could you describe the space to us? Tell us a little bit about how long you've been around and how this got started.
Yeah, so the organization has been around since 2019. So we're a relatively new organization. And then we got a lease at the beginning of this year in 2020 to build out our venue and gallery and education space kind of at Broadway and Tucson area. One of the things that we worked on here was making the space really welcoming and inviting the second you walk in. So there's lots of light, there's lots of colors from the different art that we've put in here. And it's just like, it's something that we're passionate about, that it's something that becomes accessible to everybody, doesn't kind of make people feel one way or another about it. Right when you come in, you actually get to see this awesome piece of art by Lauren Cabrera. And that is 9 feet tall. It's a giant circle. And it's something that even when we show pictures, it just does not do it justice. You really kind of have to see it in person to get the whole feel. But it's a giant splash of colors. Almost looks like a 9 foot tall watercolor painting. It's so amazing to look at. And that's kind of something we're really happy about to be able to host here, host local artists and have their work bring life to our space.
Having a physical space that's a big deal and kind of a big step for a 501c3 organization too. How did you decide that was a priority and how did you choose the space?
Yeah, we had kind of gone back and forth originally if we wanted to kind of plan on a space in the very, very long term, and in the short term, maybe organize events and concerts and gallery openings at other spaces around town. But the more we talked about it, the more we felt that the central mission that we want to accomplish is kind of being a hub for other organizations and other artists and all these awesome youth artists that is our main focus. And so we wanted to make sure that we had a place that we had a little bit more control over. So we got this space, or we looked for a space for months and months, and we finally found something that we thought really, really worked for us in a really good location. We were passionate that having a space gave us the opportunity to do our mission and really complete it better. And it is more of a risk, and especially as we all found out this year in 2020, definitely more of a risk to have the location, but we have no regrets about it. We really are happy how it's worked out, and we really think we've created something really beautiful here.
So talk to us a little bit more about how you're utilizing the space. It is a space in which to exhibit art. It also has a stage.
So with Groundworks, our actual mission is promoting the youth-driven music and arts community in Tucson. So for us, that means having a physical gallery, having a live showroom where we basically a venue where we can do shows for all ages, and having a dedicated classroom space. With the building that we're in right now, we're able to have all three of those components, and they function kind of independently from each other, but also we can add them together and do awesome things with it. So our showroom is capacity around 100 people. We could have a local band's CD release show or something like that here at our space, and it'd be perfect for like a new band who's maybe younger, maybe in high school, and doesn't have an opportunity to go play Club Congress or 1-on-1 Tool because they just don't have those connections. We want to be that spot, that stepping stone for them to get to the point that they can play some bigger shows around town.
Logan, tell us about the programming that you have going on this month and next month.
Right now, we're offering a few different things that we kind of do consistently, like art shows that we have on our website and virtual content that we can offer for artists so they can display their art and sell their art. And then we have different videos from artists who've performed here, local musicians. And we have those kind of featured on our website. And some of those we kind of have ongoing, and some of them last for a week or a weekend or something like that. And then in 2021, we're actually starting a lot more of our educational components. One of the big things we're doing starting in January, but going throughout until the summer, will be these social clubs that are virtual social clubs for youth ages 11 through 17. And the idea behind them is that right now, a lot of students are doing these virtual classes and online learning, and it doesn't add that social element that school does. So through the arts and through artistic subjects like guitar gear or character design or some other ones that we have to offer, we're trying to create a social aspect and something that students can go to totally for free and meet like-minded peers who want to learn these same sort of things and want to talk about them and discuss them and hopefully eventually come out of quarantine with a bunch of new friends.
So that's another part of the design that I thought was really remarkable that maybe you could talk more about. While this has really emerged to provide youth with a space and a venue and an outlet, you're not exclusive to youth per se.
Right. Yeah. We want to be an all ages venue, an all ages gallery. Well, we focus on youth because we think that there's a lot of missing opportunity for them. We definitely open up almost all of our programs and everything we do to people of all ages. So we want to bring in youth because we want to get them engaged and interested in the arts so they become these wonderful artistic adults. But if we know people, you know, who are in their 20s or 30s or of any age, really, we want to feature them as part of our space as well.
I know people like to use the term emergent artist because it kind of talks more or refers more to the stage and the career and not so much the age, although frequently emergent artists are young, but anybody of any age could be an emergent artist.
Yeah, yeah. And we really think of artists as anybody. So even people who've never made art, don't make art, who are not even at the point of being emergent, we are like, okay, you are the artist for us. We want you to get involved somehow.
I love that expansive definition. It's very welcoming and it makes art more accessible. Logan, could you tell us perhaps the story of a young musician or artist who has been engaged with Groundworks?
We've had to shift a lot of our focus to virtual things like the programs we're offering currently, but we have had artists come into the space to do murals or be involved in some of the build-out process or some of the things that we're doing. There's a couple different people I'd love to talk about. One is Lone Heart Art is the artist's name, the name they go by, and he's a young trans artist who made an amazing mural, and it's something like 11 feet tall and 15 feet wide or something like that. And it's the biggest thing he'd ever done. So we were fortunate enough to give him the opportunity to do this. We wanted to expand our doors and our walls to him and other muralists who we have coming in the future. And we think that the piece that he did here was just incredible. It's very illustrative, these really, really big colors, pink and black and white. And it really is eye-catching the second you walk into the room where it is. But we've also had other artists who have contributed their work to our virtual grand opening gallery and have since become key members of our volunteer team creating shows. And these are, again, younger artists in their, you know, late teens who want to be a part of it. John Conrad and Gabriella Yadagari, those two people are now essential to our team, but they also are contributing art to our shows. So it's kind of something that we want to make sure that it's collaborative in that the artists who are involved here can also get involved in running the space and being a part of the space.
How are you organized in terms of running the space or making decisions and running programming?
So I'm the executive director of the space. We are a nonprofit, so we do have a board of directors, but most of the actual decision making is by essentially three different teams. We have an administrative team, an education programming team, and an arts programming team who kind of creates our shows. everybody at every level, including myself, we're all volunteers here. So everybody's doing it because they want to see it happen in this community and they want to expand it to everybody in Tucson. So that's why we're here. It's not because we have some endowment or some grant that's paying our, you know, salary or something like that. We just want to be here and we want to be doing it. So it's all through just volunteer and donations and that sort of thing.
Logan, I understand that you are a fifth generation Tucsonan. How have art and music spaces for youth changed over the years here in this area?
I was born and raised here, obviously, and like you said, fifth generation, so it's been a lot of my family over the last century or two being here. I've noticed a lot of shifts in the last 20 years of kind of arts and music, but specifically for young people, for people of all ages. There's always been kind of a bar scene, and that even goes kind of ebbs and flows. But the music scene for youth really kind of has much bigger dips and valleys, I would say. That's that when I was 19, there was four or five all ages music venues that were just doing that. And maybe they would do a little bit more or have some other income to pay the bills, but it was really just that sort of thing. And so when I was 19 and 20, I, you know, played at different venues every night of the week and it wasn't a problem. I didn't have to worry about getting a fake ID or something like that to go play a show. Now those places have dried up and other places have tried to do more all ages. I know Congress works with a lot of these youth bands and that, I think that's really awesome to give them that outlet. But there's no dedicated space. And so that's what Groundworks is trying to fill. But yeah, I see it shifting a lot. And I'm sure it'll shift again, too. It's something that's just constantly changing with, you know, different entertainment options out there, different emphasis on arts and culture and how that, you know, is valuable to a particular community. So as youth are kind of exploring Tucson, we just want to give them at least this opportunity or this option of experiencing art made by their peers, music made by their peers, and seeing if they also want to get involved and create.
Logan, I ask everyone about their COVID-19 pivot, but Groundworks was especially remarkable in the sense that your grand opening was scheduled for April of this year. How did you adapt?
Yeah, we had this moment over the summer because we had gotten our lease in January, expecting to have our build out done by late March, early April, and had a grand opening planned for April 3rd. And when that didn't happen, we were like, all right, well, let's put it on pause until we figure things out. As June and July came around, everybody was kind of realizing that this wasn't going to go away. So we had this moment of deciding, well, should we just call it quits? I don't think anybody would blame us. We are such a new organization and people understand that we're in an unprecedented situation. But we all felt that it was important enough to try to keep going and make the vision happen. And really, I kind of figured that if we were able to weather the storm of this pandemic, then we'll be so much better off than if we were still figuring things out month to month afterwards. So, and really, I think it's so far paid off. We've really kind of made an important impact in our community of supporting youth artists. And with that, we've also been able to kind of figure out ways to make our operation costs happen and be able to pay our rent and things like that. So that I am hopeful that when we are able to do live events and concerts again, we're going to be in a much better place than we were if we had just started in April and figured it out as we went.
Logan, could you tell us more about you and the rest of the team and why you're passionate about Groundworks?
I'm a musician and I'm a teacher. And so Groundworks is one way that I'm kind of combining those ideas. My mom works at an elementary school library and my sister's a dance teacher. And so we've all kind of been involved, and my dad's a musician. So we've all been involved in the arts and involved in education in some way, my sister and I for our whole lives. And then as I've taught in public schools and I've done private lessons, I've seen that I think there can be more engagement and we can do more for youth who are interested in arts and music, rather than it just be something as simple as a class where they get a grade for what they're doing, but actually engage them with peers who are genuinely interested in subjects. I saw that a lot with the guitar classes I was teaching. A lot of people who want to learn guitar, but the environment just really wasn't as good as it could be just for a number of factors. And so I want to have this space to be for those kind of students who either don't have access to the arts or have the kind of access that doesn't provide the fullest engagement. Hopefully with Groundworks, we're going to be, you know, using those, that kind of background to build on a foundation of awesome engagement for the arts for youth.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, I want to make sure that the people who listen to this know that we want to be there for you. Even if you're not a youth artist learning how to paint or whatever it is that we are also engaging in, we want to make sure that everybody who is interested in the type of project we're doing gets involved somehow. And that may be volunteering some time, that maybe you might have something that we could use at the space that you want to donate, or it may just be that you just want to kind of talk to us and make a connection here, because we really want to be more involved in our community and we want to make sure that we are giving as much as we're taking and we're really being supportive of each other with even individuals in the community and organizations and everybody.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Logan.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.